He'd found that, measured against his new peers, he was suddenly a lot poorer than before. Getting any respect at Montfort was going to be like climbing a glass mountain.
So Brent compares getting respect at school to climbing a glass mountain. Well, climbing a glass mountain would not be easy. There'd be no holds for your hands or feet, and you'd probably keep sliding down the smooth surface. Brent must think it will be extremely difficult to get respect from his new classmates. Brent's family is well off, but his classmates' families have even more money. Apparently that's pretty important at Brent's new school, or he thinks it is anyway. It seems like Brent really wants to fit in. He's got a whole routine he goes through whenever his family moves. He has to figure out the right radio stations to listen to, the correct ear for his earring, the right clothes to wear. He doesn't think about what he really wants to hear or wear, only what's cool. Let's go on to the paragraph at the top of page 8, which starts, "Get on the east-west tollway."
"Get on the east-west tollway," said Jonathan. The new song by Rat Trap was on the radio. He turned it up until the dashboard vibrated. "Then we'll take the tri-state north. Then we'll cut over. I'll tell you where." "And you're sure it's okay, me coming?" "Trust me. I'm his friend. You're my friend. Therefore, you and Chaz are friends, as was proven by Theorem 50 in Chapter 6. Stop worrying. It's party time." Jumping from one freeway to another, they zigzagged across Chicago. Brent had his doubts about Jonathan's logic, but at least he was certain Brianna would be there. This was a chance to be with her without risking actually asking her out, to be seen with her, to make a statement, to take the next step, maybe more than one. They found the house clustered with cars as if it were a magnet. Cherokee, Honda, BMW, another Cherokee. Brent knew all their models and prices. Judging by the crowd, he figured they were on the late side, which was fine. It gave the impression he had other, more important things on his schedule. He parked and put on his headphones. They approached the stone house. It was vast and turreted, looming above them like a castle. Brent reached for the knocker, but Jonathan opened the door as if it were his own. "Hey, it's a party, remember?"